Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, is considered one of America's most beautiful college campuses. But many of these old buildings could be made far more energy efficient, saving both money and precious natural resources.
We can maintain a beautiful campus, and we can maintain all the great structures and buildings that we have, but we could also do it in a way that makes us a lot more sustainable for the future.
Davis Bookhart is the newly hired manager of energy management and environmental stewardship at Hopkins. His job? Develop new initiatives to conserve water and electricity, encourage recycling, and reduce the university's environmental footprint.
We have a very large environmental impact because we use a lot of lights, we use energy, we have heating, we use a lot of water. And so what we want to do is we want to minimize the mark that we leave behind.
Bookhart says that to do that, he will need to build coalitions with students and faculty members like Bill Ball, professor of environmental engineering.
A person whose full-time position is to think about these issues and have these visions and work with the students is just what we've needed.
Here's an example of
Mr. Bookhart is full of ideas for modifying even the smallest energy-wasting systems on campus.
So what we can do is we can put a device in here, and that will sense whether or not people are coming through and they're needing to use the machines in the middle of the night. By putting in one of those devices, that'll probably help us save about maybe 30 to 50% on our electricity costs.
Another idea is to convert rooftops here into so-called green roofs. Green roofs are natural vegetative covers that help control storm water runoff and reduce energy use by insulating buildings from temperature extremes.
The concept of a green roof is to mitigate many of the environmental impacts that occur from the rooftops that are really part of the impermeable surfaces of cityscapes. This entire scape here, this roofscape, can turn into a garden, essentially, and be doing a lot of good.
Bookhart's energy savings projects also promise substantial economic benefits. The university saw its electric rate rise 36% last year and anticipates an equivalent increase this year.
You know, some of these sustainable activities and these energy efficiencies that we're looking for have a direct economic benefit to the university, and the university will immediately see the benefit of those.
What is happening at Johns Hopkins is beginning to be seen at other U.S. universities as well, as campuses that always appeared green are about to become greener still. George Dwyer, VOA News.